Welcome to another in our series of Politics and Review podcasts. We saw another 2022 Senate retirement during the week. Missouri Republican Roy Blunt announced that he will conclude 26 years of combined Senate and House service at the end of next year. The senator will not seek a third term, thus creating a fifth open Republican seat for the 2022 election cycle. With Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Wisconsin's Ron Johnson also being potential retirees, the GOP open Senate campaign list could soon expand to 7. The high number of expensive open races makes it even more difficult for Republicans to regain the majority they lost in 2020, especially when they must defend 20 of the 34 races that are on the various state ballots. Republicans will be favored to hold the Missouri race. The show-me state, like Iowa and West Virginia, have trended toward the political right in recent elections, just as places like Colorado, Georgia, and Virginia are moving leftward. Expect a crowded and competitive Republican Missouri primary. For the Democrats, 2016 nominee Jason Kander, who held Senator Blunt to a 49-46% win, and ex-Senator Claire McCaskill both say they will not run in 2022. The Johnson County Democratic Party adopted a resolution encouraging the Iowa Democratic Party to change the state's presidential nominating system from a caucus to a primary. Johnson County houses Iowa City and the University of Iowa and is the fifth most populous local entity of the state's 99 counties. Should the Democrats change, and remember, the 2020 Iowa caucus was a debacle and so complicated that we can't even today tell if Bernie Sanders or Pete Buttigieg actually won the statewide caucus vote. They will likely concede their position as the first voting state for the 2024 presidential cycle. Since the New Hampshire Secretary of State has the power to move the primary at will, William Gardner will always be in position to ensure that his state remains as the first in the nation primary. With Ohio Congresswoman Marsha Fudge being confirmed as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development and resigning her seat in the House, Governor Mike DeWine will now call a special election to fill the new vacancy. With Ms. Fudge's departure, the House now has 4 vacancies and soon to be 5. New Mexico Representative Deb Haaland will resign her seat once she is confirmed as Interior Secretary. 2 of the seats will go to election on March 20th, both in Louisiana. In the open Democratic 2nd District that touches both New Orleans and Baton Rouge, the race appears to be a two-way contest among 15 contenders between a pair of state senators, Troy Carter and Karen Carter Peterson. It is likely both of them will advance to an April 24th runoff election. In the Northeast Louisiana Republican 5th District, Julia Letlow, widow of Congressman-elect Luke Letlow, appears to have the inside track. She has a huge resource advantage and secured key endorsements, including that of Louisiana Senator John Kennedy and Louisiana Republican Party. It is possible that she could win outright on March 20th by securing majority support. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.